We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well then, that was approximately zero fun. Probably the least fun loss or least fun win of the season. Welcome to the Six Man Show Post Game Live presented by Rocca. Magic win 104 to 103 against the Portland Trail Blazers, a team that when healthy isn't good and when as banged up as they are right now are really bad. And the Magic still find a way to make it a close game. Because why not? We've just been in that kind of mood lately. A lot of close games. Unfortunately, this time, the Magic do pull it out, unlike the three close games last week against Western Conference teams. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. This will be interesting. This will be an interesting one to talk about. I can't wait to... I can only imagine what is being said in the chat right now. Because that's one of those, like, if this team is as good as we think they could be, that's just not really acceptable. And it's funny, I've come on this show ever since the All-Star break and said I'm never going to get super angry at wins. I'm never going to pick them apart like I did in the first two-thirds of the season because we'll take every win we can get right now, and that's still true. But this one, I'm really close to it because that was a mess. But anyway, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. I'm producer Kevin. We're going to break this down as we do after every single Orlando Magic game. This is the Six Man Show Post Game Live. It is presented by Rock'em, and Rock'em, they won't let you down, unlike sometimes your favorite sports teams do, but they're the world's largest sock store, and they're a Central Florida company located in Orlando, just down the road from Kia Center. They make everything in-house right there at their HQ in Orlando. Really cool company that makes socks and underwear for some of your favorite sports teams, like the Orlando Magic, but also NFL, NHL, and college as well. I've been saying it for the last couple games, this is the time, folks. Get your Rock'em orders in now with some Magic gear so you can get geared up for the playoffs. It's crazy to think about, guys. From right this moment, 3 weeks from this exact moment, 3 weeks, we will either be up 1-0 or down 0-1 in a playoff series. We are right around the corner from the playoffs, so definitely shop at rock'em.com for Magic gear. And when you do, use that code MAGIC20. That'll get you 20% off your order at rock'em.com. It helps a local Central Florida brand. It helps a six-man show, and you get some really cool socks and underwear out of it. So definitely check them out at rock'em.com. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm terrified of what I'm about to read from our chat. First off, we'll start with the super chats, as we always do. Luis Rosario says, we need to stop playing down to the competition. Let's fix this here. We need to stop playing down to the competition. Yeah. It's tough. I see both sides of it, right? First off, you're 100% correct, Lewis. Portland's a bad team, and they're unhealthy. On the flip side of it, though, they did lose by 60 on Saturday, which is bad, or Friday, whatever it was. And so I can see how they may come out with a different attitude, you know, trying to bounce back. But it doesn't matter. Their best shot, you should be able to take it comfortably, and we didn't. Isaac said, despite all my other chats, Portland played hard. Yeah, Portland did play hard. Again, they tried their best to bounce back. Thank you for that super chat. Ty also says, sorry, but the song doesn't feel earned tonight. We played with our food. Silver lining, I guess, is that Franz is alive. Yeah, I'm not playing the song tonight. I can't. I don't have it in myself. That maybe I will. I don't know. It feels weird not to play a song after a win. I'll think about it. But playing with your food, 100% right. I thought that first quarter, we were just coasting. Those first 6 minutes of the game, we were getting stops. We weren't scoring. And it's not like Portland was shutting us down. We were making poor decisions. We were taking ill-advised shots. We were just chilling. And if we actually put our head down, got to the rim, moved the ball like Magic basketball is capable of doing, we would have had a 10, 15-point lead maybe 6 minutes into this game. And instead, we kept them in it the entire night. Rough. Thank you for that. Cool Beans says, I need a couple drinks to calm me down after that one. As much as I give crap to Wendell, he was really the difference maker tonight. What has gotten into Wendell these last two games, man? Crazy. He had, I think, 15 and 13 on Saturday, and tonight he has 17 and 13 with three steals on a block. Wendell playing well at the right time, which you love to see. Thank you guys so much for those super chats. Always appreciate those. Let's look at the rest of the chat here. Oh, man, I'm still honestly recovering. I'll just be honest. When that ball got out to Ayton for that wide open baseline jumper, I was completely convinced it was going in. Never a doubt. Like that, he's wide open, lets it fly, and I'm like, oh, here we go. This is it. And fortunately for us, that didn't happen. That was terrifying. That was a terrifying moment. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. Let's see here. Seth says, my heart is out of my chest. Yeah, I'm still feeling that. David says, way too close against one of the worst teams in the NBA. Alas, a win is a win, and it brings us closer to a division title. Brings us closer to a division title. Brings that magic number down, by the way, guys. Magic number is now down to 6, which is pretty cool. We'll talk more about that later in the show. And of course, it gets us closer to the Knicks and the Cavs, who were idle tonight. Dizzy, this is true. Dizzy says, this team does everything to keep the playoff expectations to a minimum right now. That's facts, man. That is facts. If we show out in the playoffs, it will be a beautiful gift to all of us. Because I think all true Magic fans that watch this team night in and night out fully expect, at best, a tough battle in the first round that leads to an exit, at best, against most teams. Potential teams that we're going to play. Oh, man. Okay. These are all chats from before the game was over. That's crazy. Okay. Rom says, whew, wasn't pretty, but a win is a win. Go Magic. JSCO, yep. That's how I started the show. The worst win of the season. 100%. 100%. I can't think of one that's even close to this. That was a gross win is how I describe it. Oh, man. Janine says, that was way too close. My heart can't take these close games, but even an ugly win is still a win, so I will take it. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and be all excited about that one, but at the end of the day, when we look at the standings later tonight, it's going to mean a lot. It's going to mean a lot. Ty just says, facepalm. Yep, facepalm. Brian says the Magic almost gave us an April Fool's special. Yeah, that whole thing felt like a joke in a lot of ways. We got a couple super chats coming in here. Oh, we got several super chats coming in here the last couple minutes. One from Alvin says, if Paolo tries to hit one more three-pointer to win the game or at clutch moments, I'm going to blow a gasket. I didn't hate that three as much as I did the one on Saturday or whenever it was. The walk-up three that he tries to do several times. This one was in the flow of the offense. Franz drives, kicks out to Paolo. He's wide open. The shot's online. He just gets the distance wrong. I don't hate this one like I do the other ones. You know, is there a world maybe he can pump fake, lose his defender, and get a little bit closer for like a mid-range? Maybe. Maybe. But there was also like not a lot of time when he caught it. So I see both sides. Alvin, I definitely do. Thanks for that super chat. Greasy says, played a song. I'm not reading the second word, second sentence, and then a dub is a dub. Oh, brother. Isaac, Thank you for this super chat, Greasy, by the way. Isaac said, I knew it wasn't going in because Ayton is a fraud. Oh, poor guy. And Michael Martin says, we've got no business playing lax, overconfident. That's what it felt like in that first quarter. Felt like the first quarter, we were just chilling. And then at the end of the first quarter, it was like, oh, maybe we can't do this. Second quarter, they tried to kick themselves back into gear, but it was like they couldn't do it because they didn't start that way. And then, yeah, third quarter happened. Fourth quarter, you get the lead. Like, it goes up to 10 points or whatever it was, and then they come all the way back, and, oh, what a mess. And one more super chat coming in here from Soul Train. He says, a win by one is the same as a win by 60 in the standings. You know what, Soul Train? You are 100% correct. Before I go back to the chat, there is 130 of you in here right now, which blows my mind because that was a horrible game for the Orlando Magic. So the fact that 130 of you are here to react to that one, that's amazing. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight on this April Fool's Day night. Again, that game felt like it could have been a joke. It was like a 48-minute long joke by the Magic, but a win is a win. Stick around in a little bit. We're going to talk about what this win means for this team, for the standings, and we're going to look ahead to this week, not just for the Magic, but the teams around the Magic, and see what kind of playoff situations we might witness this week, because things are changing every night. Every single night, they're changing. Oh, goodness. Isaac said, Jet, oh, this is so true. Jet, Admiral, and Chuma are all probably expecting minutes tonight, which is pretty funny. Jet got recalled today. He ended up being in street clothes, so he wasn't actually eligible to play in the first place, which is weird. But yes, when he was called up today, I literally texted Jonathan and Luke the same thing. I literally said, calling him up in preparation for the blowout, and joke was on me. That's what I get. That is what I get. Destin for Greatness says, too many turnovers that game. Shouldn't have been that close. I'll take the win, though. Yeah, the turnovers, 15 on the night, and I would guess 7-8 of those completely and totally unforced. Like, bad turnovers. Rough. Steven says, back-to-back double-doubles for when Daddy. Hope he can carry us into Wednesday, onto Wednesday versus the Pelicans. A big game for Wendell against the Pelicans would be huge. They got some big bodies. They like to rebound. We'd love to see that from Wendell. And Jeremy also says, this game felt like one big April Fool's joke. The song should not be played tonight, in my opinion. That's just the second person to say that. But we also got people like El Magico saying, play the song. I don't know, guys. I feel like at this stage of the season, a win is a win. Our Magic number is down to 6. I think it justifies the song. It's going to be a very subdued song, but here's the song. Can't even do it. Oh, man. There you go. There's your song. The most subdued version of the song you'll ever hear. Everett says, unserious team right now. We need to be in playoff mode and stop playing around. That's the word that I used about the third quarter. We've used that word a lot this season, unserious, but tonight was the most unserious performance by this team, I think, all season long. And this is what, game 75? So that's saying something. Not a great time to have your most unserious performance of the season. A lot of you agreeing with the same thing, saying, you know, felt like a loss, but a win is a win. 100% agree. Janine says, give the Blazers credit. They fought hard all game. Thank goodness we got the win. Yeah, like I said, they lost by 60 on Saturday. So you expect, if they have any ounce of dignity, even if they're a tanking team, an injured team, the players that are available, if they have any ounce of dignity, they're going to give their best to try and not lose by 60 again. And maybe even try to win. So credit to them. They definitely fought really hard tonight. FG says, can't do this against the playoff level team. No. No. Rich has 44 wins. Who cares how it came? That's the thing, guys. It's kind of crazy. The Orlando Magic have 44 wins and 31 losses. 13 games above 500. Whenever we have nights that just don't feel good, I do like to remind myself of that. This team is 13 games over 500 on April 1st. Incredible. Chris says, weird. I felt better after the Clippers lost than this win. 100%. 100% agree. Do You Believe In says, go ahead and hit that like button. You know what? Do You Believe In? I think that's a great idea. If you're hanging out with us tonight, again, 9:40 p.m. Eastern on April 1st, on a Monday, April Fool's Day. If you're hanging out with us tonight, definitely hit that like button. This is, you know, it's interesting. A game like tonight, I enjoy coming on here, obviously, and doing the show. It's a blast. I love it. I'm so grateful that we started that this season. It's been great. However, as Ayton let go of that shot, for that millisecond where that ball's in the air, I was like, this is going in, and I don't want to do the show. I don't want to. So if you enjoy shows like this, after every win or every loss, please hit that like button. It's always, always helpful. And again, I've mentioned this on the last couple shows. We're right on the verge of the playoffs, guys. Right on the verge of the playoffs. They're right around the corner. And that means more of the casual Magic fan demographic is going to be hopping on YouTube, looking for things to watch, content to watch. And the more likes that our content gets, the more chances YouTube is going to tell them, hey, look at these guys, the six-man show. Not because we want them to watch our show, we do, but we want them to be a part of this community. That's why the six-man show exists, to grow the Magic fan community. And so if you believe in that cause, if you believe in growing the Magic fan base, hit that like button. We appreciate it. Blaze says, not satisfied, but I'll take the win. But come on, man, it's the Blazers. I know. I know. What? Deep Leaven says, a win is a win, but I kept craving a McDonald's apple turnover during this game. What? That's a unique one. But hey, I can't fault that. Those are awesome. Got a couple more super chats here. Isaac says, oh wait, this is what we just talked about. Yeah. OKK Schofield and Howard are robbed of minutes. Yeah, I really thought a couple of those guys could have seen minutes tonight. And then Soul Train says, not gonna lie, my least favorite win was a 3-point win versus Detroit. Yeah, that was not great. That was not great. A different bad win, different type of bad win. But yes, I do remember that one. Definitely remember that one. All right, let's see here. Where were we? Oh yeah, Seth says 100 career wins for Coach Mose. You know what? Golf clap. Coach Mose, 100 career wins. Quickly climbing up the ladder for most wins for a Magic head coach, and no signs of him going anywhere. I think he's got a really good shot of doing that, becoming the winningest Magic head coach of all time, which would be awesome. Chris says, it's not Kevin's fault. The Magic didn't play great tonight. Give him a like. You know what, Chris? Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that sentiment. You're right. If it was my choice, we would have won by 40. Actually, we would have won by 61. If I could have picked, we would have won by 61 just to be one better than Miami. But, you know, whatever. Nesto says, there's been an emphasis on the undefeated home record against teams under 500 all week. Surely, I thought we were going to give this one away in the final seconds. Let's not bring it up anymore. I love that. Yeah, super impressive from the Magic. Guys, undefeated at home all season long against teams under 500. There's only, two other teams that have done that this season? It's like Boston and, I can't remember what the other one was. If you guys remember, you'll have to remind me. It's Boston and somebody else and the Magic. The three teams undefeated at home against teams that are below 500. Love that. Love that. All right, we're going to skip ahead a little bit here just because we are already 18 minutes into this thing. We still have a lot to do. A lot to do. D Saturday says, close one. Facts. Hubert says, Magic Maniacs, ugly win is still a win. What's not ugly? Kevin, aw, hit that like button. Thank you, Hubert. I appreciate that. That means a lot. Let's go. Oh, Luke says, I say we play the song, but no singing along. Just sit in silence and thank the basketball gods that we won that one. That is hilarious. Oh, that is funny. John says, looking like a New York versus Orlando first round matchup. It's definitely trending that way. But there's a lot of basketball to be played. Cleveland, we're about to go through this in just a second. Cleveland is in the gauntlet of their schedule right now. Maybe the toughest stretch all season. They're in the middle of it right now. There's a good chance Cleveland slips, you know, maybe even past 4 or 5. They could go all the way to 6. It's possible. We'll see. Janine says, how about Jalen with the blocks? Oh, man, Jalen was great tonight. Jalen was really, really good.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Okay, I want to address this really fast. Will says, you've got to screw loose if you think Hasbulat was at the game tonight. To be fair, if you were at the game and they show... So let me... Backstory. On the Jumbotron, apparently, obviously I wasn't at the game. I was here. Apparently at the game, as an April Fool's joke, on the Jumbotron, they put up some celebrities that were at the game. They put up Hasbulat. They put up Steve Harvey, I think. They put up someone else. I don't remember everybody. But that image was posted by, I think, Bally Sports. Bally Sports on Twitter posted the picture of Hasbulat at the game. And so people, you know, partially forgetting maybe it's April Fool's Day, but also there was no context given on Bally. It was just like, oh, I mean, it's not uncommon for celebrities to be in Central Florida. I mean, not as common as New York or LA or whatever. And so Bally posts it. I don't even know if Bally knew it was real or fake. I don't know, but they posted it. It looked legit. And so some people caught on to it and started, you know, retweeting it and quote tweeting it and all that kind of stuff. Come to find out, it was just a big old prank. Now, if you were at the game, you could clearly see from anywhere in the arena, you can see the front row and you could tell if Hasbulat is there. He's a pretty recognizable guy. Okay. I'm just going to leave it at that. But for those of us that were watching from home and you see it on Twitter, I don't know. I can see how you'd fall for that, even though it is April Fool's Day. O-Town says, man, we should have lost that one. Ayton was hitting the same shot all night. I know it, man. Like I said, when he caught that and let that go, I was already heartbroken. I was already crushed. I was already dreading coming on here doing this show after a buzzer-beating baseline jumper by DeAndre Ayton to lose to the woeful Portland Trailblazers. I was ready for that, but thank goodness he missed it. D-Saturday, I like this. Caitlin went off. Man, Iowa-LSU... What a game. I had it on a second screen for a lot of the night. Two crazy good teams. Man, Kaylin is, she's legit, man. It's crazy. Crazy. Oh, man. Brandon Jones says, Goat Kev. Brandon, appreciate you, bro. Give Brandon a follow. ORL Analytics on Twitter. One of the newest members of our team doing all kinds of fun stat stuff that is way over my head. Love that. Thanks for hanging out with us, Brandon. All right, skipping ahead all the way to the bottom here. I'm not repeating what some of you guys are saying. That phrase is not going to catch on here, okay? Oh, my gosh. Okay, OKC, Brandon says, and Corin says, yeah, Boston and OKC, they're the two teams that are undefeated at home against teams below 500 plus the Magic. Plus the Magic. Okay, guys, let's look at this box score really fast. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. It was just super ugly again. There's been a couple games the last couple weeks like this. I mean, look at how unbalanced this is, though. I don't want to say unbalanced, maybe. This is more in line with a typical NBA team. Not exactly like this is still bad, but most NBA teams, their balance looks like this on most nights, right? The starters do a lot of the heavy lifting and the bench doesn't. Obviously, this is an extreme example. I mean, this would be a bad night for most benches. But for the Magic, this is so uncharacteristic, right? Usually, you got a couple guys in, you know, higher double figures, Franz and Paolo, a couple guys in low double figures or even single figures. And then the bench, you got one or two guys in double figures. But tonight, no players on the bench in double figures tonight. Not a great night for the bench. And in fact, all of the bench were in the negative in plus minus. Now, plus minus, I'm never going to sit here and like totally pick that stat apart. It can be a little bit of a misleading one. But by and large, on the whole, as a trend over the season, the bench has been in the positive. And more often than not, it's the starters who find themselves in the negative sometimes. But either way, a weird night. Regardless, going through some of the individual stats. Franz tonight, 20 points for him, 6 of 10 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Hey, he shot the ball well tonight. You love to see that. Also had 6 boards, an assist, and only 1 turnover tonight. Paolo, not his best, 15 points, 6 of 17 from the field, and 2 of 7 from 3, as well as 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Also had 4 boards, 4 assists, and only 2 turnovers tonight, which is a big-time improvement over the last several games. Wendell, we mentioned him earlier, another big double-double for him. After having 15 and 13 on Saturday, he has 17 and 13 tonight. It was a big difference maker on both ends as well. 3 steals and a block for him. Gary Harris, I thought, was really, really good tonight. I love it when Gary's healthy and in the lineup. He's such a difference maker. He's just a glue guy, I think, for these starters. He had 14 points tonight. 5 of 10 and 2 of 6 from 3, hit both of his free throws, 4 boards, 2 assists and a steal. Jalen Suggs, again, I mentioned him earlier, he was great. 15 points, 5 of 8 from the field and 2 of 5 from 3, hit all 3 of his free throws, 3 boards, and had 7 assists tonight, which is awesome, as well as 2 blocks. Then the bench, I mean, Joe doesn't score, Markel doesn't score, you get 6 points from J.I., 9 points from Cole Anthony, and 8 points from Mo Wagner. So a very uncharacteristic night for the Magic bench. I want to see any kind of standouts here from... There's one standout, obviously, for the Blazers, but I wanted to look in particular at Scoot. Scooting it up with 13 on 6 of 16 from the field. I mean, credit to the Magic's backcourt there. And honestly, their interior, too. Scoot does like to get to the rim, and he was not given a lot of opportunities to do that tonight. But obviously, the story for I almost called him Charlotte. For Portland tonight was Delano Banton. I think they said it was a career high. I assume it was 26 points for him, 4 of 8 from 3. Just couldn't miss. Credit to him. Played great, was given an opportunity to play well, and he did it. Some team stats here. Portland outdoes the Magic in the paint. That's pretty gross. That is pretty gross. You'd like to see the Magic take better advantage of the paint. But Portland outscores them 48-44. Magic had a 15-point lead in this one, which they squandered in the fourth quarter, which is not fun. Magic only get 23 bench points compared to Portland's 34. They have 15 turnovers tonight against the Blazers, who only had 9. Are you kidding me? That's disgusting. Not great. Then looking over here at the shooting stats, 47% for the Magic and 34% from 3. They go 21 of 27 from the free throw line for 78.7%. Still would love to see that be higher than that. While the Blazers go 44%, 35% from 3, and 80% from the free throw line. Magic gave up 11 offensive boards. Magic really struggling on the offensive glass the last week. I don't know what's gotten into this team. They're typically better than that, and they've given up, I want to say, double-digit offensive rebounds in at least 2 of the last 3 games. Maybe it's been all 3. I'm not sure. Well, not the Memphis game. Don't count the Memphis game. I'm more referring to the 3 losses last week. Not a great trend for this Magic team there. All right, let's come back here, look at the chat really fast, and then we're going to do scores around the league, the standings, and then obviously the week that is ahead for all of the teams that are in the same stratosphere as the Magic. There's some really interesting stuff we get to look at here tonight. Janine says, can we recruit Caitlin to the Magic? We could use the shooting. That'd be awesome. John says, Heat offense is mid. Facts. It's been mid for a really long time. They just got a little bit lucky last postseason, got hot at the right time. Whatever, eye roll. I don't think it'll happen. I think they're going to get exposed this playoffs. At least I hope so. David Duffy says, Fultz killed us tonight. AB needs those minutes. Yeah, you guys know I'm on the free AB train here. Fultz had a great game on Saturday. Did not continue that tonight, that's for sure. Michael Martin says, Paolo's PP points per game numbers should be going down. Franz's too. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely trending that way. Jonathan says, forget Powell not making shots. He's in a slump. It happens. But that effort on defense deserves a video review in front of the whole team. Terrible. Eesh, I don't know. There are definitely moments of that for sure. Definitely moments of that. I think for everybody tonight had moments. All right, guys, let's look at, there's only one game that, outside of this one that mattered in the standings tonight, but we'll take a look at the scoreboard around the league. Obviously, Magic win 104-103 over the Blazers. Hawks are up 14 right now on the Bulls. Oh, the Pelicans are coming back a little bit. Pelicans were down 20-something in the second quarter. They're now only down 12 to the Suns with just under 11 minutes to go. Obviously, the Magic play in New Orleans on Wednesday, so I'll be keeping an eye on that game. Celtics, of course, beat the Hornets by 14. Grizzlies beat the Pistons by 2. Says Cade Cunningham misses the shot at the buzzer. And then the one that matters the most for us tonight, the Pacers destroy the Brooklyn Nets, 133-111. They were up 75-57, I believe it was, at the half. The Pacers had 75 points in the first half, which is crazy. It's like all-star game numbers. What does that mean? Let's take a look at the standings here. Oh, this is where I started to get excited again. Obviously, that game sucked, but it was a win. And so I look at the standings, and now I'm feeling good again. Magic are just a half game back the New York Knicks for the 4 seed, and just one game back of the 3 seed Cleveland Cavaliers, and a game and a half above the Pacers. That was such a big win tonight, not just for chasing the teams in front of you, but because of the Pacers winning tonight against the Nets. You could have been, if you lost this game tonight, you could have been a half game up on the Pacers. That's it. That Ayton shot goes into the buzzer. The Pacers are only a half game back. Yeah, yikes. Would have been catastrophic. So, really glad that happened. It also keeps you 2.5 games ahead of the Miami Heat. And that magic number for the Orlando Magic is now 6. That means a combination of Magic wins, Miami Heat losses. 6 is the number now, which is pretty stinking cool. 44-31. Who'd have thought? We've had one super chat come in here. This is from Isaac again. He says, we need a stat. Average time for Mo to get his first offensive foul after his first check into the game. Got to be 24 seconds. He gets those sometimes, yeah. Not every game, but yeah, definitely gets those sometimes. You are not wrong about that. Thank you so much, Isaac, for that that super chat. All right, big week in the NBA for this Magic team. Let's take a look at our trusty spreadsheet, which has a new feature. We're breaking out a brand new feature on the spreadsheet tonight, guys. I'm very excited about this one, okay? So, first off, let's look ahead at what's going on here. Obviously, Magic beat the Blazers. Pacers beat the Nets tonight. Tomorrow is very interesting, okay? We get a head-to-head matchup here. Heat hosting the Knicks. So this is what's going to happen tomorrow, okay? The Knicks are either going to drop a half game lower, like half game behind the Magic, and the Magic's magic number is going to go to 5 if the Knicks win. Or if the Heat win, the Magic are going to be tied with the New York Knicks, and they own the tiebreaker. So the Magic will move to the 4 seed with a Knicks loss tomorrow. So depending on how you are rooting right now, tomorrow is a win-win for Magic fans. Really, at the end of the day, it is a win-win for Magic fans. I am never going to be one to root for the Miami Heat. That's no surprise. That's no secret. The Magic do not like the Miami Heat, at least Magic fans. I'm not going to root for them. However, if the game ends and Miami has more points than New York, I'm not going to be angry. That's what I'll say. So that's a huge game tomorrow. Then you have Sixers Thunder. The Sixers are just about out of our radar. We are up 4 games on the Sixers. They do own the tiebreaker, but we are up 4 games on the Sixers. Let's see here. They've got 7 games to go, so the best they can do is 47 wins. So our magic number with Philly is 4 games. Combination of 4 magic wins or Philly losses, and we're going to finish ahead of Philly. I'm not worried about Philly at this point. So, I don't know. They might not be on this spreadsheet here by the end of this week. I might have to take them off. We'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, you guys, if you've been following the show long enough, you know I used to have the Bucks on here for a long time. I had to take them off. We're not catching the Bucks. Anyway, Sixers play the Thunder tomorrow. Assuming the Thunder can pull that off. Although the big news today, obviously, Embiid potentially likely coming back for that game tomorrow. We'll see. Then the Cavs. This is the one I'm still looking at here. This stretch here for the Cavs. Tomorrow they play in Utah against the Jazz. The first night of a back-to-back where they go to Phoenix on Wednesday. It's a tough stretch there. Tough stretch. Would hate to see the Cavs go on a losing skid here. They lost by like 29 yesterday to the Nuggets. I'm just saying. That stretch looks very, very probable for the Magic. But anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm actually going to save my new feature for the next show. Wednesday will be a better night for this. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to say, again, we got a new feature on the spreadsheet coming out. I'll debut it on Wednesday's show. All right, so that's been our spreadsheet look, guys. Again, tomorrow, a really big day for the Magic with regards to the games around us, mainly that Heat next game. It's going to be good for the Magic no matter the outcome. No matter the outcome, either it's going to help the Magic get one step closer to clinching a playoff berth, or it's going to put the Magic up to the 4 seed, which, hey, I'll take either one of those at this point. I'll take either one of those. Final look at the chat here. We did get a super chat from Ace. It says, as a Floridian, I'll root for the Heat before New York. I don't roll like that. I know a lot of people that do. Got to represent the Sunshine State, blah, blah, blah. I don't roll like that. I do not like the Miami Heat, and I will never, ever, 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 ever root for them. All right, let's see a couple other thoughts from the chat here before we call it a night. Noel says, I don't even think we're playing AB in the playoffs. No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. That would be surprising. There would have to be something that happens to make that happen, right? An injury or something like that, foul trouble, maybe. It's very uncommon in the NBA to not play a guy the last third of the season and then all of a sudden play him in the playoffs. If anything, it's the opposite. Rotations tend to shrink in the playoffs. So we'll see. Oh, El Magico says, sometimes a long homestand is a detriment. Road games keep them from being stagnant. I think there's a lot of merit to that. Especially kind of exciting for this Magic team coming up here is there's no more long breaks. There's no more long layoffs. Of course, this Magic team is among playoff or postseason teams, the Magic, by far the worst team in the league at games with 2 or 3 days rest. They are now 5-10 or 5-11, something like that. By far the worst of any postseason bound team. So for the Magic, they play every other game. They only have 1 day of rest every game except for one, and that's because they have a back-to-back. So hey, talk about being in a rhythm and everything. I think they definitely could do that. Steven says, I'm rooting for the Knicks tomorrow. Can't afford for the Heat to get closer. I do not blame you at all. Magic fans that are going to be actively rooting for the Knicks, don't blame them at all. Makes a lot of sense. I'm still a little bit greedy, though. Again, never going to root for Miami, but if they end up with more points at the end, I won't be mad. Soul Train says, as someone who has someone who has family in Cleveland, I hate Miami with a passion. Will never forgive them for the decision. Yeah, that was a wild sequence. Wild. Embiid is out tomorrow. Really? I missed that. I know they were talking earlier this morning that he might come back. I had not heard. Okay, yeah. A couple of you saying he has been ruled out. Well, there you go. There you go. Even better chance for the Thunder there. El Magico, I love this. He says, one more call to hit the like button before signing off. Thank you so much for doing that. And then Do You Believe In says, Luke loses his shirt win after a 5-game win streak. So right now the win streak is at 2. Got 3 more to go. And then Luke tarps off, you know? But yeah, definitely hit that like button on your way out here. I think that's going to do it for our show tonight, guys. I feel a little better now than I did at the start. Once I look at those standings, 13 games over 500, I'm feeling a lot better about myself and about life and stuff. So big shout out to Rock'em for sponsoring the show. Guys, it's crazy that we're so close to the end of the season here. Again, this is game 75, just 7 games left for the Magic this season, which is crazy. But big shout out to Rock'em. They've been supporting the show all season long. The best thing you can do for us, guys, support Rock'em. All right, so go to rock'em.com, use that code MAGIC20, get your Magic socks and underwear before the playoffs. You don't want to be left out, you know? You got your friends coming to games or whatever, going to our watch parties. Sneak peek, there will be big watch parties for the playoffs. You want to show up in your Rock'em gear? Hey, it'd be cool if you did that. So anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. A win is a win at this point. We'll take it. Wasn't pretty ugly, but we'll take it. Magic back in action Wednesday night against the New Orleans Pelicans. It's a later tip than usual, 8 p.m., because obviously New Orleans in Central Time. But even though it's later, you know, we'll still be right here after that game, live here on YouTube, to react, win, loss, doesn't matter. We'll see you on Wednesday. Have a great Tuesday and Wednesday. But until then, let's go, Matt.